Feltman met with the Somali president, who also mourned and attended a service in memory of those killed in the 19th of June attack. He paid tribute to colleagues and others killed in the attack, one UN staff member, three contractors, four Somali guards, and innocent civilians, and expressed solidarity with the UN staff serving in Somalia.
We mourn our fallen staff and colleagues, contractors, and even the guards who work to protect us. And we also mourn the Somali citizens who got caught up in the attack and lost their lives. Our thoughts and our prayers are with the families and friends of the victims, and we pray for the speedy and full recovery of those who were injured.
The attack took place on a Wednesday morning in June. According to the UN Assistance Mission in Somalia, UNSOM, a pickup truck rigged with explosives was detonated outside the gate of the UN compound, in which UN humanitarian and development workers live and work, around 11:30 in the morning. Attackers then entered on foot. Gunfire and further explosions followed as staff took refuge in secure areas. British diplomat Nicholas Kay heads the UN Somali mission. He expressed his gratitude to the Somali government and people for the support and concern they shared. He also thanked the Somali forces and the African Union mission in Somalia, known as AMISOM, who stepped in quickly to protect dozens of UN personnel, both Somali and international. The UN Security Council, meeting on the day of the incident, expressed its support for all UN personnel working to bring peace, stability, and prosperity to the Somali people. Lyle Grant of the United Kingdom held the rotating presidency of the council in June.
The members of the Security Council underlined their support for all UN personnel working to bring peace, stability, and prosperity to the Somali people. The members of the Security Council reaffirm that terrorism in all its forms and manifestations constitutes one of the most serious threats to international peace and security, and that any acts of terrorism are criminal and unjustifiable regardless of their motivation, wherever and whenever and by whomsoever committed.
UN Political Affairs Chief Feltman also discussed security and safety measures for UN operations in Somalia, saying the UN would not be deterred by this attack.
We will participate at this historic moment in Somalia's history in rebuilding a better future for the Somali people in partnership with the government and the people of Somalia.
The visit by Feltman was a strong sign of support to the people of Somalia. It was meant to show al-Shabaab, he said, that they, quote, did not and cannot achieve their aim of terrorizing our people into submission. Jerry Adams, United Nations.